Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Rast Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. They made Dice Wisdom an inspirational app for Mystic Mona. Rast Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastmedia.com. Or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this fabulous Sunday here in Las Vegas. Listen, I wanted to, I'm going to start the program with sort of a thought for the program each week. And I've decided that I'm just going to draw one card randomly, and I'm going to make that sort of the thought for the program. Now, the card that I just drew was a card called The Fool, which is interesting because it is technically the first card of the tarot deck, which is kind of funny because I'm doing this as today is the first time doing this. I pulled it reversed, which is the best way to get the Fool card. And what that means is that sometimes you just got to make the leap. You've got everything in place. The experience is there. The education is there. The contacts are there. The money is there. The opportunity is there. Sometimes you just got to take the leap. So you have to give yourself permission to take the leap. So that's the thought for the day, is give yourself permission to take the leap. If everything logically is already set up, then that's all you have to do is take the leap. So, all right, I'm going to go, oh, look, I have a 702 right here in Las Vegas. Call first. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Margaret. I have a question.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm calling because I had a terrible dream last night. Me and my
oh, no. Tell me. What happened?
Well, I guess it wasn't too terrible. I think it was worse because I woke up and I wish I wouldn't have. So I'm driving out of where I work at, right in front of it, and I had just seen this creepy person who's always creeping out at work, and he was trying to catch my daughter's attention, my little girl. And so as we're driving, all of a sudden I try to avoid that, and next thing I know there's this big old flood coming, and the water like overtakes us to where the car fills up with water. And I tell my little girl,
geez.
I told her, you're going to hold your breath. And I knew that once I have to let the car, because I've heard that you have to let the water fill in, and then that's when you can open the door. And
right.
And I was trying to tell her to unbuckle her seatbelt, and I was unbuckling mine, but I was making sure she was holding her breath because I was just letting the water fill the car without trying to get out because I knew it would make it worse. But as soon as I knew we're going to be okay, we're going to get out, and I was covering her nose, and I was just waiting for that water flow. I was underwater. I could see the water. I could see her, and I could feel her. And then I could still see part of my work. And we were just underwater. Then I woke up. And I wish I wouldn't have. I wish I would have been able just to open the door and float us out.
Here I have to ask you a question, because I pulled cards out while you were telling me your dream, which, by the way, I have to say, when you have dreams like that, they're incredibly scary, just incredibly scary, because, you know, you logically knew what to do, but you wanted to, at the end of the dream, to see the resolution that you actually got out of there, all right,
yeah.
With your daughter. Now, the creepy guy at work, has anyone reported him?
I did, and I have twice already, and my boss is on to him, and he saw what my boss busted him once cold, right, what he was doing. And then the other time, he started doing the same thing, and my boss approached him and said, I see you. And so he disappeared, you know, he stopped doing what, you know, his creepiness, but. He's
right,
scared.
Okay, but have you seen him since?
I've seen him just one time actually leaving work. That same spot where the flood happened in my dream, he was walking right there and I was driving by him. And,
okay, first of all, creepy guy represents, there's two things going on here. Creepy guy represents danger to you. And so next time you see creepy guy, I want you to call the police.
Because he works, and so, when I saw him, he scared me. I know there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the first thing. Next time you see creepy guy, I want you to call police. The second thing I want to tell you is that the reason why you had this dream is you're not supposed to work there anymore. Because you feel out of control. In a way, you feel out of control with the elements around you where you work, which is why you had the flood in your dream. So my suggestion would be for you to switch jobs as soon as possible, because you're very good at what you do. The cards say you're very good at what you do, but you keep taking the pain where you are, which is what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You keep tolerating the pain where you are. So the dream was a grab you by the short hairs and get your attention so that you change jobs.
No, that's crazy that happened, because I just had an interview outside of the company just this week.
Okay. Well, you're getting the reason why you remembered this dream, the reason, you know, I don't believe in accidents, Margaret. I don't. Okay. So you had this dream to make you hyper aware of the fact that you're getting all kinds of red flags and danger signals from where you are right now, including a lazy boss that's really not taking care of anything. And what I don't want you to have happen is I don't want you to be the one that's sort of strung out there as the scapegoat when the next thing goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because your boss is sort of a shortcutter, lazy kind of guy, and so he would be the kind of guy that would hang responsibilities on somebody else even though it was his responsibility.
Yeah.
So the fact you had another interview, this is actually saying you're going to get the new job, and I don't know if it's this job you just interviewed for or if it's another one, but there's another job coming very quickly. Within the next 5 weeks. But the first one that comes along, I want you to take it, because I want you out of where you're working right now. Because, you know, the thing is that I just don't want creepy guy to see you anymore.
I know.
And you don't want creepy guy to see you, or especially your daughter anymore. Because there are some really, really crappy people out there. And some of them have some real mental problems. And you need to know that the what you're being shown right now is to change jobs. Because if I want to give you the literal meaning of your job, you're drowning at your job, which is why it happened at your place of work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and creepy guy could also be your boss.
Actually,
in the dream.
That's true. But the creepy guy's actually there. He scares me to where I'm afraid that he's going to follow me home. That's how scared I am, and I told people that.
See, you're answering your own question.
Yeah.
You're answering your own question. So, all right, sweetheart, I got to go. But email me as soon as you change jobs, okay, just to let me know.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for finding me.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 805 area code. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna Mona. Hi.
Hi,
I'm,
Donna.
I'm coming to Las Vegas May 23rd. So is it possible
you are?
To get a reason there? Yeah, I'm going to stay at the Paris Hotel.
Oh,
should
well, then you
fun.
Might have to just give me a week's notice, and then we'll get something set up for you. So do you have a question for me today?
Yeah, I do. My dear friend back east just passed away a little while ago. Yeah, so I'm sad about that. I've just been grieving. But here's the thing. He had said that he was going to leave me in his trust, and then his sister.
I remember you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I remember you. Go ahead.
I was all set to go there. He called me like 6 weeks ago to come there and help him out and all, and I was all set. I was going to get my ticket and all, and then I called a week later, and the girl that takes care of him said that he was in the hospital, very sick, coming home with hospice, and his sister was flying in. She's 93. And I wasn't able to go. So that was the last time I heard of him. You know, I sent him cards and, you know, beautiful cards written about God and everything. Did he do this, and will this come to me? I mean, because I don't have the lawyer's name. I don't have a paper. I don't have anything. I just know what he had told me.
Well, this is interesting because you have a card of traveling quickly someplace. So I'm actually thinking that that you will probably be contacted. But it's interesting because when I see cards like this, and someone's asking me a yes or no question, the way the cards are coming up is they're coming up with the answer of no. However, you have a card, okay, traveling quickly to go someplace, right, which means mm-hmm. you'll be summoned in some way or fashion, but I'm not sure that the amount of money that he may have said that he was going to leave you is going to be to the level that you thought it might be.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, he could have left you something in the trust, but it may not even be money.
Mm-hmm.
It may be something that he thinks you'll like as, you know, as a memory of him. What's weird, and I'm going to give you the literal meaning of all the cards you have. You have this card of traveling quickly towards something. Then you have this card, which is an extra card in my tarot deck. It's called the Master, all right? You have it reversed, which means that you may, and I got to go to the next card because the next card talks about a woman reversed, which means if there was a daughter or somebody else that he left the money to, it's interesting.
No kids. Yeah.
So it looks like he may have left the money to his sister.
Okay, but he always considered me a daughter. He always considered me a daughter. Yeah.
All right,
okay,
well,
so that's
I'm just telling you, then we have him reversed, which means he didn't have the discipline to take care of it, all right? And then we have the card that talks about the feeling of releasing yourself from a trap based on the answer to this question, that should this money have come through to the level that you thought, it would actually set your life in a kind of a different direction. But what's interesting is that there's a conflict here, and it's with him and his sister.
Yeah.
There's a conflict, and how well did you get along with the sister, or did you?
Not well, because she thought that I knew a woman back east, that took advantage of them and charged them a lot of money for services. And she, for some reason, thought I knew her because I said I talked to her on the phone. This girl called me, and I never met this girl or had anything to do with her. So she always felt that toward me. And so there was kind of like, you know, she would hang up on me and whatnot. I mean, that wasn't fair at all because
Here's the thing, is according to these cards, you may not be seeing anything anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. So, and remember, I'm not always right, and I'm the first person to tell you that, but your cards are very conflicted here. He's coming up reversed. The sister's coming up reversed. The most powerful card that I have in the deck is coming up reversed. And then there's this weird card of guilt, this weird card of just this feeling of being trapped. That, in other words, you're counting on this to release you from a trap, and the cards are saying, don't count on this.
Mm.
That's what the cards are saying right now. So, anyway, sweetie, I got to go with next caller.
Wow.
But thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Mona.
See you later. Bye. All right, bye. All right. I've got area code 520. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
There's a gentleman who is the head of an organization, and he had suggested that he was going to meet with a financial committee and look at supporting a project that I've put together to help many, many people, and to put us on a monthly small allowance, so to speak. Do you see that being approved? They met a few weeks ago, and I haven't heard anything from him. And I see him, I just saw him, I see him pretty routinely.
Hmm. Well, there's a guy here that it's all about his ego. That if you can stroke his ego to the point of making it incredibly appealing for him to do this, then you have it. If he doesn't think that it serves him, then you don't. May is a huge power month for you. April is not. So thank goodness we're only a few days away from the month of May. But I would not make a phone call to him until May 1st.
Okay.
And then on May 1st, I would make a follow-up phone call.
Okay.
I would. I would just call on May 1st and say, hey, it's me, Lisa. I'm just checking in with you to see if we're able to move forward with this project. What I would like you to do in the meantime, though, is I would like you to list five things that would benefit his reputation by him doing this for you.
I'm out there publicly always mentioning him and his name and the good work that he does because it's sincere.
Okay. You need to list five practical things that when you call him next Thursday, which Thursday's the first, right? Yeah, Thursday's the first. So you call him on Thursday and you say, dude, of course you're not going to call him dude, but you're going to say, dude, you know, I was thinking about you and I was thinking about this project and I was thinking about the ways that your name is going to be connected with this and how wonderful it's going to be for your business. And then you come up with five different things that are going to be beneficial to him.
Okay, got it.
Okay, now, just you writing them down is the energy, in a way, is all the energy you're going to need. But I want you to come up with five reasons. Like, for example, you might do an annual gala where he's honored, you know, at the end of the first year of this for making it all happen. And there's a video and that it's him being filmed in the video talking about why he was motivated to do this. So that's two things right there. Okay? And that the video would be something that you might set up for him on the website that you create for this foundation. And and it's his whole reason for, you know, and you could just say, you know, list the things that you're going to do that have it connected with him. because that's the final nudge that you need, and then you need to wait for it to happen. So it's saying that you'll contact him on May 1st, and within 2 weeks you'll know either way. Your cards are talking about be open to the blessings without being impatient about it. You cannot show that you're impatient here, because impatience basically reveals desperateness.
Right.
All right, my friend. I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Oh, let me get him on the air. Hold on. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Vince.
Hey, Vince.
How are you?
Tell me about the job.
Well, my boss called me in a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know, you're a great worker. You show up, you're reliable, and you're trying really hard, but you're not exceeding as fast as the company wants you to, and we have to let you go. So I'm back to square zero again. I'm supposed to be starting a job this week, and I'm taking it out of desperation because it only pays like $9 an hour. But it's nighttime, and I'll be able to look for something else while at least I'm bringing some money in.
Okay.
But, you know, that's right now. That's
actually, Vince, don't let yourself get down about this. Tell me what you were doing at the last job that they said you weren't producing enough.
Well, here was the situation.
You can't go too long here. I need like a 15 second overview of what happened.
Okay. What I was doing was I was blowing air through cardboard, stacks of cardboard, so they could strain it all out and everything, so they can put it in the machine and run it properly. That was my job. And I had five machines that I had to keep up with consistently, and then I had to give the guys who are operating the machines breaks while I was doing my job and all this. So at times it was really hectic.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
One of the things that I'm picking up from you right now, Vince, is that you need to have the attitude of being all in wherever you go to work. That you can't be the guy that's looking for a reason to complain or a reason. That's why the boss let you go.
Oh, I wasn't.
It wasn't because. Wait. Back up. Let me finish this. The boss let you go not because you weren't doing the work. The boss let you go because he picked up a vibration that you might be the kind of guy that would find a reason to complain against the company and sue them. That's the vibe your former boss was picking up with you, all right? I'm just telling you that's why he let you go, all right? Now, okay. This next job, take the $9 an hour job. That's great. You're going to find another job in 3 weeks. So you're going to take this job, and you're going to just go, and you're going to do the job, and you're going to look for another job, and then there's another one that comes in 3 weeks. Okay? But when this new job that starts in 3 weeks, I really need you to explore the attitude that you sometimes present to people, that you're kind of looking for a way to shortcut your wealth. Okay? Because that's the reason why the last guy let you go, because he was looking at you as somebody that you could have potentially been a troublemaker for him. And that's right. Why he let you go.
Yeah.
So, all right, sweetie, I got to go. But okay. Listen, take this next job. There's another one coming in 3 weeks. I like your plan, okay?
Right.
All right, Vince, okay. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 919 area code. Hello, 919. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jackie. How are you?
Hey, Jackie. What's your question?
My question is about a relationship. I'm in a relationship that I want to end. Basically, we're just not the same yoke. I feel that he's not the person he's presenting to me.
Right.
I feel that there's a problem with alcohol. He tries to hide it.
Well, you know what? You're right. You're right. And so what I'm seeing in your cards is that you don't need to draw a big old honking line in the sand here, okay? You don't need to do the big old step on the soapbox and do a big speech about why he's not good enough for you. Just stop communicating with them. Don't draw the line in the sand. Don't make this big old deal about it. Just step away. Because here's the thing. You, my friend, are incredibly disciplined. You're somebody that has a very strong idea of right and wrong, and you're not going to let your heart go with somebody that is just not stepping up to be a good partner for you. And
exactly.
You have these two cards that represent him that say, yes, you're not getting the whole truth. And that I agree with you, don't trust him. And
yeah.
Just take a step back. Don't do this big, we're not getting along, I don't trust you. Don't even say anything to him. Just stop communicating with him. Just stop. And as soon as you stop, he's going to initially start really wanting to be closer to you, and you're just going to ultimately, after you don't respond to his texts or his cell phone calls or whatever it is, you're basically going to say, I'm going to concentrate on my career right now. I just don't think that I'm ready for a romantic relationship. And then if he continues to call you, then I would go and change your phone number with your phone company. But you just take a step back. Stop returning his calls. Just do it that way. But don't do the big soapbox speech about why he's not good enough for you, because we already know he's not good enough for you.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Got to go. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this? Hello, 856. You've been on hold for 40 minutes. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay, who's this?
This is Laura. How you doing, Mona?
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
Okay, so I'm currently on a contract, as you know, and I do want to move to North Carolina, which nothing's come up yet for that. I continue to submit for jobs in North Carolina. My current boss is going to talk to me on Monday about extending my contract. I don't know for how long. But I also had a phone screening with an agency who submitted me for a 12-month contract up in the Princeton area of New Jersey. So I was wondering what I should do. Should I stay on with my current company, go to Princeton, or am I going to go on to North Carolina?
Okay. First of all, I'm still wondering why you have this huge attraction to North Carolina. I mean, I'm supposed to be psychic, right? I'm supposed to know why. But according to this, seriously, I'm going, because every time you bring up North Carolina, my immediate reaction goes, no. And I'm giving you practical ideas of how to get there, but every time you bring it up, my insides go, no, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to finally say it, probably not. So having said that, and again, I'm not always right. I'm the first person to tell you I'm not always right. What your cards are saying is go where the money is. Okay?
Go where the money is.
Go where the money is. You have a card here of being patient for what you want. So you may not end up in North Carolina for another year. So you may take the Princeton gig, okay? What it's also saying here is anything that comes to you right now, you need to be all in. You need to just take it. So if your boss comes to you tomorrow and says, hey, I want to extend your contract, what I would say to him is, well, I'm about to be presented for a contract for 12 months, so would your extension be for 12 months?
Yeah, but then I don't want to shoot myself in the foot with that because there's no guarantee that the company will even bring me in for an interview. I mean,
let me ask you this way. It is possible then that you could take the extension for, 3 months with your current job?
Yeah, I mean, you can always give 2 weeks notice and move on because it's at will.
Okay.
I mean,
that's fine. Then go ahead and take it and then do whatever you need to do to get the job in Princeton for a year because it pays you more and it's actually better for you.
Do you see anything coming out of that job with Princeton?
See, your conclusion card in your reading is be open to the blessings that are coming to you. Go where the money is and be open to the blessings that are coming to you. According to this, you're about to be presented with a real full-time opportunity. You have to be patient for it. And your power month for that is July.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah, I'm thankful. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for staying tuned in. I appreciate that. All right, talk to you later. Okay.
Bye.
All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, and I'm going to go to area code 256. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly. What's your question?
My question is, I'm in the process of applying to physician assistant school, and you actually helped me on that path. But next year, I'm still going to be teaching, and I'm presently looking for another type of job, and I just wanted to know if that's going to pan out for me.
Well, I really hate what you're doing now, just like you really hate what you're doing now. It's such a strong word, that H word. But
yeah.
You know what the cards are talking about here is they're talking about, yes, you can shift into something else. And I don't know if I gave you this exercise before, but I'm going to give it to you now, and I'm going to give it to you for the listeners that happen to be tuned in listening to your call. Is a ritual of release, because nobody can hold a grudge like you can. That you remember frickin' everything, okay? Bless your heart, okay? So here's what I want you to do when we hang up. I want you to take out a sheet of paper. I want you to write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you and what the bastard did, okay? You're going to write this down for every single person you can think of for as far back as you can remember. Write down their name, what they did, all right? When you've exhausted the list, and you can use more than one sheet of paper if you need to, when you've exhausted the list, at the bottom of the sheet of paper, I want you to write, I release these past events for my new beginning. Then you sign your name, and you go outside, and you burn it. Okay? It's a ritual of release. Then the other challenge I have for you is to connect with four new groups that you've never connected with before, to help you find the new job, all right? So these are networking groups. So it may be that you take up Toastmasters just to improve your public speaking skills, even though I don't see that you have a problem being in front of people. I still want you to go in that direction just because I want you to learn to be, I want you to learn to be funny. But for you to do that, you, I really want, because really smart people like you can be very funny, all right? The most intelligent people that I know are comedians because they have a way of looking at, seriously, think about that. So I want you to learn to be funny, okay? But three other groups besides that. It could be a walking group or a bicycling group or a wine tasting group or whatever it is. But I want you to go to four new networking opportunities soon, quickly, within the next 3 weeks, all right? Because what the cards are saying here is, yes, you can change into a brand new direction, but you need to network with people that can give you the new direction. I do see a new job for you. It can happen quickly. Within the next 3 months, you can shift from what you're doing now into something that's way better than what you're doing now, even if the pay isn't exactly what you've been used to making. For you to have that shift while you're going to school and be able to enjoy your job and be able to leave the job at work, that's what's most important right now. But this is a big power year for you. If you follow my two suggestions, do that ritual of release that I told you right at the beginning. And the second is four new organizations or groups that you get yourself involved with, that your back of your mind intent is to find another job, but it's also for you to learn some skills and use your identity now as a networking opportunity, okay? And it will grow from there. Thank you, Kimberly. Okay. Appreciate your call.
All right.
See you later. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. I've got somebody here. All right, let me get that going. I've got somebody here from the 727 area code. Hello, 727. Who's this?
This is Kate, Mona. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's your question?
New direction also.
In what area?
In all areas, Mona.
Okay, that's a full reading, my friend. Do you have a specific subject that I can address for you?
Let's do physical relocation.
Okay, what it's saying, and pardon how abrupt I am about saying it this way, you need to be a bitch about what you want. Okay?
Okay.
All right, now, let me use the acronym for bitch here. All right, bitch, brave, okay, I, intelligent, T, talented, C, connected, and H, hopeful. That's your definition of bitch right now, okay?
Okay.
But the way I really want you to approach this is I want you to go into no compromise mode. I want you to realize that you are a professional and you're incredibly talented with what you know how to do. And I want you to start looking in the new place that you want to live for the exact thing that you're good at. According to this, you get it. And according to this, it can happen as quickly as June. So
okay.
I would target the first week of June, that in your mind you're moving in June. That's what I would say to yourself. I'm moving in June. Just keep saying it, and you'll figure it out. You have really powerful cards here, my friend. You have a card here of, by the way, don't do it the hard way. You're in the habit of doing it the hard way. Don't do it the hard way. Just let it happen. It's saying by you putting your intent into the idea, you're moving in June, everything's going to line up. And then you're going to email me and say, oh, my God, Mona, I moved in June. So where do you want to move to?
I have to be a bitch about it.
Okay, but where do you want to move?
I have not decided, Mona.
Okay, well, okay. Then the very first priority is you getting a destination because you can't, you know, it's like trying
get
to bowl with
here.
A... Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm flashing on, there used to be these record albums I listened to when I was a teenager called Fireside Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember them?
I do.
Oh, my God. Well, there was a line in there. You can't get there from here. Seriously, you can't get there from here. Well, you have to know where there is. And so you made me flash on that when you said that, which made me laugh. So you need to decide where you want to move to. And then the moving part, the getting there part, is actually going to be easy. You have to decide where you want to go. Don't let the wind decide where it's taking you. Decide where you're going and then just decide to plan to be there. Because this is saying, be a rebel, be a bitch about what you want. And I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Love the definition. Thank you.
See you later. Bye. Okay. Let me see. I've got somebody here from the 939 area code. Hello, 939. Who is this?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Julie.
Julie, you need to turn your computer down because I'm echoing.
Okay, let me shut it off.
All right. That's good. What's your question for me, Julie?
Okay. I had my dog stolen / kidnapped from me. And,
oh, no, that's awful.
Yeah, he's the one who I got him in Las Vegas, and I asked you, we actually did a reading on him when I got him, and it was a really good reading. And that was him. It's really hard because where I moved to is like a third world country, and the police are not being supportive whatsoever. They're actually being the opposite because there's this one, like, witchy woman, and she's now afraid for her job because I went to the mayor's and the governor's office. So she's actually made like a damnating move. And I don't know what to do anymore. I feel like, is there any stone I've left unturned? Is there something else
no,
that I can
sweetheart,
do?
I have to tell you, if I ever needed to have a project done, I'd call you because you, you don't miss a thing. I'm not sure, this is my bad news, though. I'm not sure you're going to get the dog back.
Well, that's what I feel like at this point. You're picking up on that, probably.
Right. What it's saying here is if you already know who the woman is, right?
The woman is being destructive in the police force because she's afraid to lose her job. But I know who took the
dog. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought that when you said woman, that you already knew who took your dog.
Yeah, well, a woman was initially behind it. I left her babysat with a woman, but a woman police is now instrumental in trying to damnate me getting to him because she doesn't want to lose her job.
Okay, so it's a man who stole your dog?
It's a man, but a woman opened the door. A woman I dropped the dog off with to pet sit, but she opened the door to the man who I told her not to call ever or let me near my dog, and her cousin.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but this dog has already changed hands again. They don't even have the dog anymore.
I know. This is why I keep leaning on the police. I'm like, I want to know where he is, and I want a picture of him. I want to know if he's okay.
Okay, here would be my advice, and I'm sorry, I can't spend more than a couple minutes with you because it's my just little quick radio program where I answer quick questions. But my advice would be to call Action 13 News.
Okay.
That's what I would do, is call one of the news organizations and bring it up that way. Make it a story, because I have to tell you, it seems like I'm a huge cat lover myself, but any animal lover, when they hear stuff like this, and the fact that this pet sitter, you need to bring the pet sitter out as someone that's part of the criminal here. You see what I mean?
Right.
Okay. So what you do is you bring publicity to it. That would be the only thing I'm thinking that you haven't done yet.
Okay.
All right, sweetie, got to go.
All right.
Let me know what happens, okay?
Do you think if I take this step that there's a hope for me to get him back?
Either way, you're supposed to do it. So, but what this card's saying is that what your cards are saying is that the woman has facilitated for your dog to be handed off to somebody else.
Any particular reason? Because I'm getting too close. It's getting too hot. What?
Well, okay. If she is not, I'm sorry, sweetie. I really gotta go. But if she's not in possession of the dog, there's nothing for you to prove.
Okay.
That's
right,
why I want to bring the news in. I gotta go, sweetie. Gotta
Thanks.
Go.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 512 area code. Hello, 512. Who's this?
Greetings. I'm Dave. How are you today?
Hi, Dave. What's your question?
I've been waiting on a monetary situation to break free, where my life will drastically change when it does. I've been on hold for quite a while.
Right.
Just wanting to know if that's in the near future.
There's a lot of, according to your cards, you have, okay, you know the old saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a little of that going on here, Dave. But here's the more important thing is that you have a reason to celebrate connected with August of this year. But in the meantime, that's what it's saying, that there is something for you to celebrate in August, all right, that it feels like the screws are loosened and you actually get to have a certain level of freedom by August. In the meantime, what you need to do to facilitate that is you need to make sure that you are politically aligned with the people that will make that happen. Because there's a couple things going on here that I'm going to give you a task with, all right? The first is become politically aligned with the people that can most benefit you. That's the first thing. The second thing, Dave, is that there are people out there that owe you favors. And it is now time to call them in. Okay? This is not a time where you sit back and go, you know, crap, I did this for this person, I did that for that person. But I want you to be thoughtful about how you call in your favors. The easy ones are going to be the people that owe you money, all right? So you actually call them first and say, hey, it's me, Dave. Just wanted to check in with you. You remember the $500 I loaned you a few years ago? Well, yeah. You know, I could use that right now. I mean, you actually call in what people owe you, all right? It doesn't mean in a mean way. It just means that you're giving yourself the permission to get back what you have put out there, all right? So that's the first thing. So the first thing is you call people that owe you money and you say, remember the money I loaned you a few years ago? I could use that right now. So any chance that I could get that in the next couple weeks? Seriously, ask them, okay? The next thing are favors you've done for people that have to do with them getting jobs, them being introduced, I don't know, you getting tickets to something for them, other little favors. Now, those are going to be a little bit more difficult because what you're going to do is, let's say you helped a guy, you introduced a guy to another guy and he ended up getting a job, all right? Well, the guy that got the job, what I would do is call him up and say, hey, how you doing? Say his name's Bill. Hey, Bill, it's me, Dave. How's that job going? How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on? And let him tell you all this great shit that's going on in his life and go on and say, you know, I'm in some transition right now, and I was thinking that you know so-and-so. Is there any way you could introduce me to him? So what you do is the more subtle favors, I want you to think of the people that are in positions of power that could introduce you to somebody else that could be helpful to you, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so when I say work your politics, and then I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and it's not that I want you to be Kevin Spacey, but did you see the Netflix series House of Cards?
No.
Okay, do you have Netflix?
No.
Okay.
But I can find it somewhere.
Okay. It's House of Cards with Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright is probably the most amazing program I've ever seen about political intrigue. And Kevin Spacey is just so ambitious that it's almost scary how ambitious he is. But in a way, I kind of want you to be that self-aware of it's time for you to call your favors in. And then the last thing, which is going to be the silliest thing I say to you, but probably the most important, you need to make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Because you've got yourself so jacked up about what's going on here that you're not taking care of yourself. So there is reason to celebrate by August, but between now and August, it's time to call in all your favors and align yourself politically. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 914 area code. Hello, 914. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. What's your question?
Well, my question is that I have a two-month-old baby, and I want to know, is it worth it being with my baby father? Because I distanced myself from him because he was kind of mean to me and lied a lot. And I just want to know, like, is it worth it?
Okay. The first thing I have to tell you is you realize that your baby's father has a legal right to this child.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. But
well, not,
do I agree with you that there needs to be a distance? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do is, and this is, again, it's going to sound really weird that I'm throwing this right in here too, is that I want you to distance yourself from him partly because you're still healing from giving birth. You only have a two-month-old, all right? Your hormones are back to adjusting to, quote, quote, normal, all right?
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to do right away is I want you to start going back to church. You need a spiritual foundation that is something you do regularly, like once or twice a week, where
mm-hmm.
you take your baby with you and you go to church. And it's a little out of your comfort zone here, but what I'm seeing is that there is a new man that comes to you through a religious connection.
Oh, wow. I never thought about going, like, to church because I love, like, I never got to, like, really do that because everybody's a hypocrite in that. But I understand what you're saying. But I'll definitely...
Here's the thing. Watch the terms. Watch these terms. Never, always, everybody. Watch yourself when you're saying that. Because nothing is ever, never, or always, or everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to, I don't want you to go into the black and white thinking that it's either always this or always that. Because what I'm getting for you is that there's going to be some benefit that you get by being with groups of people that are in awe of the universe of God, in the universal flow of spirit. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me if you agree with all of the rules that go along with being in a religious gathering.
Yeah.
What matters to me is for you to get inspired and feel the awe and the power of spirit. And sometimes that's the best way to facilitate that. So I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to go and try it. Thank
all right,
you.
My friend. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Christina.
Hi, Christina. What's your question?
I'll be starting a new job in a month and a half, and I wonder if things are going to go well or if, you know, things from my past might resurface and cause complications.
All right, that's interesting. Your cards are talking about a brand new beginning. So here's the funny thing is I don't want you to get into fear about whatever happened before. Because, you know, fear and worry is like putting your mind toward what you don't want. I want
mm-hmm.
you to treat it like a new, I want you to treat this as though it's the brand new beginning you deserve, all right? Now, why is it a month and a half away from starting? Are you finishing college or something?
Yeah, and it's not a college. I'm at a job and it's under contract and it will expire by the end of June and I have a job line up afterwards.
Okay.
And currently, you know, my current employers are, you know, they're kind of being, I don't know, I just feel there's something behind the scene and I don't feel very comfortable about. And that's why the fear is inspired by that.
What you're, So you're worried about when you leave this job, when this contract ends, whether they offer to extend the contract or not, that they're going to be pricks about it when you leave.
No, they will not. They already expressed to me they won't extend my contract, but there are people at this current job, they are just, they want to see me fail, like, career-wise. So, and, you know, once they find out that I actually got a better job, they might try to sabotage me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, they won't. Uh-uh. No, they are so self-absorbed that it's really all about them. But here's what I want you to do between now and the end of the contract, okay? Because here's the thing, is you got to be there for the next five, six weeks anyway, right? So
yes.
Let's make the best of this. And I'm going to tell you how to make the best of this so that you're just putting nothing but great energy out there, all right? So here we go. You're going to start once a week bringing in cookies or donuts, all right? Once a week.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to bring in cookies or donuts for, like, your immediate group. The other thing you're going to do, and you're not going to do this every single day, but you're going to go to people that you work with, and you're going to say something to them that you admire about them. And you can't be dishonest. You can't make this shit up. You've actually got to say something that you genuinely admire about the person. Okay, I'll give you a small example. Let's say there's a gal that always comes in and her hair always looks perfect. Tell her, you know, I marvel that your hair always looks so nice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're doing here is you are decompressing any possibility that they could turn around and be a prick to you when you leave. All right? You don't go into their jealous of me. Don't go into that crap like that, because we already know you got the better job waiting for you. And you're not going to tell them you have the better job waiting for you. You're just going to leave when your contract's up. You're going to wish everybody well. You're going to be as politically nice as you possibly can. And you're not going to let this get to you emotionally. Now, there was a caller right before you that I told to watch the Netflix series House of Cards. I want you to watch that Netflix series. And I just want you to watch it because I want you to work the politics where you are. So if somebody you work with actually does a task that they're incredibly talented doing, tell them that you notice that. When you start building up the positive aspects of people, what they're going to do is look at you and say, oh, my God, that gal Christina always seems to have a nice thing to say. So
okay,
you're going to take yourself off the radar of anybody that could possibly hurt you by you being, and you've got to do it with each of the people that you work with before you leave. Say at least one nice thing to them before you leave, okay? Now, they may say, oh, Christina's just being nice because she wants her contract extended. You don't want your contract extended. But you're going to leave so that you disengage very, very easily. Sorry, I just looked at the time. I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, psychic view, because the present moment is the gift.